Blog Talk Radio.
I wanna make a change for once in my life. Gonna make it right. As I turned up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? I saw a disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one man flow. They follow each other on the wind and know, cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know.
Yes, if we want to make a change, I can't think of any better place than starting with the man or person in America. Good evening. This is co-producer of Hodge to Hodge Podcast Radio, and tonight we're with The Messenger. Now, gang, it's a podcast designed to help you get in touch with that which you seek, if religion is what you seek. It helps you get in touch and helps you understand that you don't have to put a name or a title to it. Call it religion, call it whatever you want to call it. But just know that the God that you seek is already here, and he's waiting to have conversation with you. So without further ado, I'm going to present to some and introduce to others our very own Messenger Rondaya.
Good evening, my brother, and I do thank you for that warm introduction. It is truly a pleasure and an honor to be before you again today, just talking about the goodness of what it is that God has given us. As we come before you, we come asking you to once again go within so that you can see just who it is that you really are. We need to better understand just who and how magnificent we are. One of the things, as I open up the podcast to all listeners for their comments, I just want us to understand, reading this book that they call the Bible, reading this book, it has some very inspirational examples and words from people who have gotten in touch with the God that's within them. But just like us today, what we've done is we've gotten in touch with him that's in us, but we are looking elsewhere when it's all happening within. The same way we're looking for a heaven or hell, but we don't even understand that it is right here on earth. We create our own heaven and we create our own hell. So we've got to stop listening and believing just any and everything that people tell us and start listening to our own selves so that we can better create and understand this glorious thing called life that the Father has given us.
Amen, Brother Messenger. Amen.
It's so important. Well, before I even go any further, let me just take this time to welcome you, my brother. We've got Sister Carmen here, Nurse Carmen, with us.
Yes, hello. Good evening.
Hi, Sister Carmen.
Hello, Sister Pearl. How you doing?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I am great also. Thank you.
Hi.
Okay. I'm going to ask both of you guys to come here a little earlier, all right, so you can do your introductions, all right?
Okay.
No.
I'm
joking. You can share love any and all. That's what it's all about, just understanding who we are. It's nothing more important than the love that we show one to another. As a matter of fact, there's a verse that's written in the Bible that says, this is how men and women will know who you are, how you love one another. It's written a little different, but no, meaning the same thing, that this is how people come to know how you're walking in life with how you love one another. Once you get in tune with yourself, then you realize that it really isn't necessary to walk around with such hatred and animosity towards people, not when you have nothing but love, which is your natural ability. It is just natural for you to love. And so when we act anything other than that, we're acting unnatural. So we need to get back to our natural state, which is love, which has been given to us by the Father who is within us. And I use Father just in that vernacular because this is what we've come accustomed to using. But he is a part of us. God, and I say he as well. But God is a spirit. He is a he, a she, whatever you want to be, because God is everything. And with God being everything, logical explanation will let you know everything includes you. People are so afraid to accept and to admit that, but the sooner we come to understand it and the sooner we come to accept it, the better off all of our lives can be.
Okay, amen.
So as I open up a little bit, somebody got a typing going on. Somebody got another lecture going on here, but that's going to be all right.
It was my turn signal.
Oh, okay. But I just want to open up and just give the cast a chance to elaborate a little bit and let people know how it is that they're dealing with this newfound knowledge and what they're doing as far as letting their light shine.
Go ahead.
I think since I've been fortunate enough to listen to the podcast and participate as often as I have, I think I've become more comfortable maybe and more willing, I think is a good word, to share the message. You know, I was just not 5 minutes before it started, I was talking to some friends about the podcast and the message and how they can find it and participate and, you know, what's the point. I just think I've gotten a little more comfortable.
And
that's
I feel the same way. In fact, I was taking my message. I went out of state. I was in the Midwest in Chicago and was spreading the message.
Mm. He said his message will be spread.
Mm-hmm. And my sister was all, Sister Sunshine was with me also, and she was doing the same thing.
She with you tonight, too?
I'm here.
Spreading God's love is something that we do when you come into the knowledge effortlessly.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take, you don't have to focus on it. All that's required is you just do what you do. And again, and I know whenever we say that, as I spread the message at work and different places that I go, it's always, I get the question of, how is it? So in other words, I can live any kind of life I want to live, and it's okay with God. And I hate to tell you, and I hate to be the bearer of good news, but yes, it is okay with God. There is no predestined way you're supposed to act. We don't have to fit into that. All we have to understand is I've got that connection. And if you understand you have that connection, then you also understand that no matter what you do, it is all right with God.
That is so true. It's part of the free will that he has given us. He's given us this free will for a reason, because he wants us to be able to go out and create. We have that creative ability, the same ability that he has given us. So if he didn't give us the free will, then we would be limited in what it is that we can do. But he has not, because if he set limitations upon us, he is actually limiting himself. And there is no limit to God. And so because there is no limit, we can do all things. And we say through Christ that strengthens me. And that's all right to say, because Christ is the same. That's a scripture that's in the Bible that has real meaning to it. But we don't hold on to that part of the meaning, but we'll hold on to the part about the animals lining up two by two, going cross country to get in the ark. We'll hold on to that story. But the fact that there is nothing that we can't do because of the God that is in us, we take that to mean something other than what it actually is. But we'll take the ark thing as gospel. Instead of what it is that God is truly to us, we won't investigate that. But we'll go looking for the ark. So wouldn't it be better, instead of looking for the ark, to be looking for the God in us, instead of the ark where the animals got into, where it took a guy, according to the story, almost 100 years to build?
All right, man.
But they're looking for that ark. They're still looking for it. They're looking in mountains and caves and volcanoes, looking for the ark, instead of looking inside for the God. Because that's just too good to be true. And this is what we have to understand, that God is just that good. And we've got to understand, and not only understand it, but accept it and live in it and enjoy life and have life more abundantly. This is what he wants from us. But we can't do it if we continue to stay tied down into religion and following behind what it is that other people want you to believe about that God that's inside of you. How can they tell you what's inside of you better than you can tell yourself?
Mm.
And one of the things I've noticed, has anybody ever noticed that when you get with religious folks and they start talking about their God and how you're supposed to worship and do this and that, and then as soon as you come back with a rebuttal, they don't want to talk anymore?
Yes.
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 They don't want to talk anymore about it.
Right.
Isn't that amazing? The fact that if you be quiet and listen to them, they'll talk to you all day long. But as soon as you give them another perspective, then all of a sudden, let's not talk. I don't want to argue.
Definitely.
Well, why is it arguing? I didn't argue when you were speaking your truth. Let me speak my truth. What was the problem? You're afraid of the truth?
Well, the truth compels them to stop and think a little bit about what it is they actually believe. And when you believe that, again, it's just hard for people to really understand that all that going to church and all that assembly that you do, it ain't necessary. But because I've done it so long, I find it almost impossible to believe that that's not required. Because that's
right.
All I know.
Right.
That's all I know.
And they find it hard to believe that It's not a requirement. God does not have any. In order for God to have a requirement from us, that means that God needs something. And if God needs something, that means that God is lacking in something. This is why he needs something. Is this truly the God that created all of this? How can he create all of this, set everything in motion, and it works perfectly, but he still needs something? It just baffles me how in one minute we lift God up to the highest, and then we bring him down to just a petty little king afterwards. He's jealous. He's this and that. If he was so jealous, why would he create anything that would make him jealous? Why would he allow anything to make him jealous?
Mm-hmm.
If he needed money, why would he give it to you if he needed it?
Mm.
But this is what they want us to believe. And so is this really a God that we're serving, or is this a king? I think we really need to examine deity over this other stuff. Deity does not need anything.
Mm.
But we constantly, because of our upbringing and what we've been heard, and even with that, we don't even stop to check out any of that, because there is a history behind it. And even though the history does not make any sense, we still go with it out of the fear that they have created, that he is going to be mad and he's so jealous that he is going to throw you into a fiery pit where you burn forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. But one of the things that does prove, whether we want to accept it or not, is that we live on forever. Because if you can go into that pit forever and ever, you're living.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot die. As part of the Creator, you cannot die. And don't confuse yourself with this body. This body is going to, in time, because of how we've treated it over the years, is going to decay. And so we have to come to the realization of that, but understand that this body is not who we really are.
Right.
So we've got to go out there with the boldness, understanding that even if you don't want to hear me, I'm still going to live my life, and I'm going to stop conforming my life to meet your needs, especially when you're not doing the same. You can get up Sunday morning or Wednesday night and preach fire and brimstone to me and tell me what I can do and what I can't do, and then as soon as I turn my back, you doing the exact same thing that you told me not to do. So now you're saying that it do as you say and not as you do? What is
That's
the difference
exactly
between what is the difference between that and slavery?
Watch out. Let me put my other headset on. Watch out now.
But you know what, Brother Messenger? I say to this podcast, or anybody who's interested in having that relationship with the Creator, if the Creator created us just to praise him, then I stand here to let you know that that is all we could do. If the Creator created all these humans because he wanted billions of people to just sing his praise, I believe with all my heart, it's all we could do.
Mm.
I don't think that we were created to praise him, but given the option not to. I don't think that we were actually, I don't believe that our existence evolves around praising the God who put us here. And I know that might sound crazy to people, but I don't believe that anymore. I believe that you're here to do what it is that ever it is that you do. by having a life, by living a life, you are praising.
That is so true. And that's where the misunderstanding comes in at. Because you have to understand that, just as you said, my brother, if God created you to praise him, why would he give you free will not to? So what kind of God is this? He wants you to praise him, but I'm going to give you the chance not to praise me. I'm going to buy a car, but I'm buying the car if it decides it wants to drive me, ride me where I need to go. If I buy a car, I want the car to be able to take me wherever I want to go.
Mm-hmm.
If I buy a lamp, when I hit the switch, I want it to cut on so I can see. But God created us so that it's a 50-50 chance they will and a 50-50 chance that they won't. And God, being such an awesome God, created the heavens and the angels, and the angels all of a sudden decided, hey, wait a minute, I don't like this. I'm going to rebel against the Creator. Now, mind you, all of eternity, all I have been doing is praising him. So if all I have been doing is praising him, where do I get the mindset that I don't need to do that anymore? And as a matter of fact, I'm going to take his beloved people from him. These are stories that they want us to believe, and truth be told, for so long we have.
Right.
And their excuse is some things are beyond your understanding. Yes, there are things beyond our understanding, but not this. This isn't beyond our understanding if you truly come to know who God is. If you read the words that have been left on record, if you read them and understand them, but understand them as words that have been left on record and not as the gospel. Because it's just someone's story of their experience with God. And we all have different experiences with God. Some of us have been in a club and had such a good time. That was a good experience with God, because you had a good time. And isn't that what it's about? Oh, I heard that. Somebody must have did something in the club. She said, But it's an experience with God. Anything that is going to bring you joy without harming another person, what more can you ask for? Would it have been better for you to stay at home and read a book that somebody else experiences with God? Is this what God wants you to do? Stay locked up in a building with a bunch of other people and just tell stories? It is good for the brethren and sisters to come together, but come together in love and harmony, just sharing the good news. But we've taken it to a whole nother level. We've taken it to a form and fashion. We've taken it to some traditional things that has nothing to do with God. If you recall in the services, everybody's got all of these long prayers and this and that. Jesus said, keep it simple. Keep it simple. But what we need to understand is, even with that, what we need to be doing, instead of praying, we should be having a prayer of gratitude, thankfulness for what it is that you've been able to do and achieve. So you should always just be giving thanks. You don't need to be praying, God, give me this, God, give me that. No, thank you, God, for this, and thank you, God, for that.
Amen.
This is what we need to be doing. Gratitude and not all this other stuff. This begging, because when you start begging, oh, God, give me this. Oh, God, let me do this. What you're actually saying is, I don't have it. And he said, I will supply all of your needs. So if he's going to supply them, you have it.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Sometimes I know to us it may look kind of bleak, like you don't have it, but somehow or another, doesn't it show up?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we've got to start seeing past what it is that they've been drilling into our heads for the longest. Brother Paul said, we need to renew our minds. We need, in order for us to renew our minds, we have to go within and understand who we are, and that will change our way of thinking. We've got to get away from the survival of the fittest, the strong survive. We got to get away from that because we are all one. Each one help one. If I'm strong enough to carry two of your bags and you can't carry two, then I should be able to help you. It doesn't make me greater. But we're always looking at who's the best and who's got this and who's got that, instead of appreciating and understanding that, as I always say, all things are working together for the good.
For the good. For the good.
Yes, sir.
And so this is where we need to take our mindset to. And when we take our mindset, excuse me, we've also got to start taking our doing. Because as my baby sister liked to say, don't talk me to death. Don't talk about it. Be about it. Let your light so shine that they may see your good works. And when they see your good works, because all good works come from the Father, all good and perfect gifts come from the Father. So anytime you're doing something good, it's of the Father. And you determine what is good as opposed to how or what path it is that you're walking on. We can't allow everybody to tell us what's good or what's bad, because what's good to them is not necessarily good to you. But we will deprive ourselves because somebody else told us it's bad. Sister Sunshine, we've had some good times in the club, haven't we?
Amen.
Right.
Yes,
and,
I have.
You know what I mean? And it was a good, and I just used you just for last per se, but a lot of us had a good time. Well, I never really went to clubs, to tell you the truth. I was never much of a dancer, so I never really went to clubs. But you
I've
had
been
a good
to a
time.
Club or two.
Who said that? That's
you
call me
Sister Celebration.
Yes, yes.
You what?
I've been
I didn't hear
to
what
a
you
club
said.
Or...
Oh, okay. You had a good time?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
All right, well, we'll talk about that another time.
Is that
but
Sister
anyway.
Carmen?
Yes, I've been. Mm-hmm.
What club have you been to, Sister Carmen?
Yeah, please elaborate.
I went to Club Zanzibar when I was in my 30s.
Ooh, Zanzibar in North?
Yes.
Uh-oh, hold on. I'm going to back up because we're about to turn this into Wednesday night. I used to live at Club Zanzibar.
Really?
Oh,
really?
Yes, really. Yeah. But you know
Amen.
What?
Okay. Amen.
Uh-oh, here goes the music.
Is that time already? Hey. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, it is. And again, that's always beautiful. With brother and dwell together.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing when we can get together and talk about the goodness of God.
Yes.
I'm not going to talk about any water running down Aaron's beard, Sister Purr, but it's a good thing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
when brother and dwell together in harmony. And brethren, don't get confused. That's a feminine and masculine term for what I'm intending it as.
Okay.
But I thank you for joining us tonight. And again, we'll be back on Saturday night with our podcast from the Messenger. But am I correct, Brother Messenger?
I'll touch base with you on that in a few. All right, bro.
Okay. All Ooh. Right. But anyway, but as we bring our podcast, as we bring our podcast to an end, just another reminder, because I'm not a believer
Amen.
In separating church and politics, church and state. I always end all my podcasts as I've told the Democratic Party. I'll end all podcasts right up until the midterms with a cry or a call to motivate folks to register and vote. Again, and I'm saying register and vote. It is my sincere desire that your desire is to change red to blue. But let me tell you something, and I mean this speaking wholeheartedly. If you believe in the red, then I still want you to get out and vote. Voting, again, I need everyone to exercise that political power that we have called a vote. And again, I hope you want to vote Democrat so we can slow down what we are currently involved in. But it's more important to me or to the nation that you exercise your vote, because if you vote and the vote says they want to stay red, then majority rules. Again, I hope that's not the case. I hope that's not the case. But let's get out. Let's support your candidate. I just hope your candidate is a Democratic candidate. But let's get out and support your candidate. So with that being said, I'm going to sign off the podcast tonight, and I can't wait to break bread with you on Saturday. Have a wonderful evening. Have a great work day tomorrow, or a great day tomorrow. And remember, there's no need, because he's already here. Hey, good night, audience.
Amen. Good night.
Good night. Amen.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Brother Messenger, good night.
Good night to all.
All right, good night.
Good night, Messenger.
Good night, my dear.
Yeah. I have a hard time cutting off on Stevie Wonder, but I have to right now. All right. Good evening.